my car to Jiffy Lube to replace my lights, wipers, and rotate my tires. Some stores even do brakes and spark plugs, and they follow manufacturer recommendations and maintain my vehicle's warranty. Plus, I can still just pull in without an appointment, and they're locally owned. My Jiffy Lube just gets better with age. Me too, just saying.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
805 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. George Washington Parkway northbound from 14th Street Bridge to the Beltway, a 13-minute trip. Eastbound 66 from the Fairfax County Parkway to the Beltway, more like 10. In Springfield, 95 northbound at the Fairfax County Parkway. Police are on the scene of a crash. The inner loop of the Beltway between Pennsylvania Avenue and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, a 16-minute commute. The outer loop from 95 to the 270 spur, more like 13. And in College Park, Baltimore Avenue between Amherst Road and Guilford Road, still closed completely by police activity. As for mass transit, trains on the Silver Line are running between Wheely, Reston East and Boston only. Use the orange or blue lines to continue your journey. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seeing a few showers around. Some of those showers coming down as we head through this morning. But as we get into the afternoon, still a chance of showers, 52. Tonight, 49. The average low is 32. Tomorrow, clouds go away to sunshine, 74. Mid-70s on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 in Stafford, 37 in Gaithersburg, 41 degrees in Washington. A former Donald Trump aide has agreed to plead guilty in the Mueller probe. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. 806 right here on 105.9 FM at AM 630, WMAL. Hey, for Vincent Mary, my name is Dan Mantis. Hope you are doing well. And it seems like Laura Ingraham is battling with some NBA All-Stars. Listen to this. You know, one of the things that I really feel like we're doing in this country is utilizing the term racism way too much. And ultimately, what happens is when everybody's racist, well, then what you're doing is you're diluting the accusation. You're diluting racism. Racism is very real, and it's a very horrific and vile and bad thing. But when you call everybody a racist, which is what some folks do, well, then, to me, you're not really looking at what racism really is all about. And that's where we bring in LeBron James and also Laura Ingraham and Kevin Durant and a few other folks as well, Jaylen Brown. And it all starts with, of course, LeBron James, King LeBron, who I believe he is somebody who has never really been a fan of President Trump. And he decided to weigh in on the job that he feels like the president is doing. And all of this, of course, on the heels of everything that happened last week in Florida. And so he talked about what he thought the president was doing as far as his abilities on his job and the kind of job that he's been doing. And here's what King LeBron had to say.
You look back and you even go like Muhammad Ali and the things that he had to go through. They basically told him, you're the heavyweight champion of the world, but you have your beliefs and your religion. No, we don't care about that. We're going to strip you. And since you don't want to go to the army and fight for us, then we're going to send you to jail for 3 years. Like, and that's it, without question. And when you are one to want to think outside the box, people don't know how to take it. Dr. Martin Luther King is another prime example, a guy who put his life on the line every single day for the betterment of life itself. And in our small world, us as basketball players, but us as African Americans, we still feel the hate off decisions we make that we feel like is best for us. And because people can't make the decision for you, the only thing they can do is to begin a rally of hate. And we have to go through it.
Yeah, and there's so much more that they had to say, including, you know, LeBron James and Kevin Durant. They appeared with Kerry Champion, and they continued to talk about the president and the life and times of race relations here in America. Yeah, this is cut two.
We are at a watershed moment in this country.
Yeah, for sure.
And we cannot deny that we are very divided, especially in the political arena.
Yeah, for sure.
Warriors said, if we had an invite, we're not going to the White House. LeBron, you called the president a bum.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah, says he's fed up. And one of the things that I know that we miss here in America, at least to me anyway, is the opportunity to have good, decent, productive conversation. So this is cut three. Laura Ingraham has now decided to weigh in, as she does, because she is a very good political commentator, and she's over there on Fox News. And this comment is being called racist because she's telling LeBron James, Kevin Durant, and others to basically shut up and dribble. Listen.
I'm numb to this commentary. Like, must they run their mouths like that? Unfortunately, a lot of kids and some adults take these ignorant comments seriously. Look, there might be a cautionary lesson in LeBron for kids. This is what happens when you attempt to leave high school a year early to join the NBA. And it's always unwise to seek political advice from someone who gets paid $100 million a year to bounce a ball. Oh, and LeBron and Kevin, you're great players, but no one voted for you. Millions elected Trump to be their coach. So keep the political commentary to yourself, or as someone once said, shut up and dribble.
So apparently now that is being described as racist. Now, again, dribbling is what they do. And it is also a fact that LeBron James went straight to the NBA. Now, all that being said, the problem that we have is that there is no real ability, seems to me, in the media these days between Laura Ingraham and these folks over here with the NBA, LeBron James and Kevin Durant. Let's all just take a step back and have a conversation. Because to me, we do have an opportunity. If LeBron James and Kevin Durant and some of these other NBA players, if they wanted to lead a productive dialogue on things that are happening, if their focus, for example, happens to be on the African-American community, then let's have a conversation about things that are happening in the African-American community. And let's talk about the fact that with President Trump and his administration and with the deregulation and with the fact that there are many corporations that are now hiring again, as a matter of fact, as we have found out over the past a couple of weeks, the unemployment rate for African Americans looking pretty good these days. The president said it's at an all-time low. I'm not exactly sure how accurate that is, but we do know that it is looking very good for African Americans these days and their ability to get a job. By the way, all of this, again, deregulations and the tax reforms and everything else, well, guess what? That is good for not only white folks, but also for black folks as well. So if we're going to have a good, educated conversation about the job that the president is doing, well, why don't we start there? Then we can start talking about the things that do need to be fixed, not only in America, but also in the African-American communities as well. And we can talk about drugs. We can talk about fatherless households. We can talk about the dropout rates. We can talk about a whole bunch of things. Anyway, so then Celtics player Jaylen Brown decided to respond to Laura Ingraham's comments, and here's what he had to say.
I mean, you got athletes who are politicians, venture capitalists, musicians, rappers, etc. It's becoming more of a popular thing to have other interests outside of basketball. And I think that's normal. Just like when people work day jobs, they have interest in sports, they do investments, they do all these other type of things. So if you're educated in the topic and you believe something, I feel like it should be okay to say it. And it depends in certain situations and certain things are touchy, but in my opinion, That's what we're here for. Everybody has the cameras here. Everybody wants to hear what we got to say. So I feel obligated to enlighten people in the things that I've learned in my research and the things that I've seen growing up.
And so the battle, of course, will continue. The battle, of course, will continue. The war of words between Laura Ingraham and the NBA players. We'll see if there's any more response in the days ahead. But again, to me, it all just comes down to having a reasoned discussion on both sides. But to say that To say that Laura Ingraham's comments were racist when she said, shut up and dribble, again, I will repeat, that is what they do. They dribble. They shoot baskets. And, of course, it all harkens back to the Dixie Chicks when people told them to shut up and sing during the whole controversy regarding the comments they made about George Bush. My name is Dan Mantis, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It's 8:15. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, first on the fives. From the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, it's Art Andrews.
And, Dan, always good to lead with some good news. We had an accident earlier on Constitution Avenue eastbound at 9th, but it's gone. So that's great. New York Avenue inbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the tunnel. It's about a 9-10-minute trip. Baltimore-Washington Parkway headed south from 198 to the Beltway. It's about 11 or 12 minutes your travel time. 95 northbound at the Fairfax County Parkway. Do watch out for a crash there. 95 northbound between Quantico and Dale City. It's about a 13-minute trip. And if you're on the orange and blue lines, trains, you should know, are single tracking between Foggy Bottom and Clarendon, and they're running every 24 minutes. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And a little wet, little rainy for your President's Day today. Showers and a high of 52 tonight. Cloudy and a low of 49. Right now it is 41 degrees in our nation's capital. Kick it! It is Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Dan in for Vincent Mary. You can find out more about me on my Twitter and Facebook page at Dan Mandis Show. Well, a California Democrat and a Me Too activist. Man, is she under fire. Her name is Christina Garcia, and she is a California assemblywoman, and she has been all over the Me Too movement. She's become very much of an activist. She's filed legislation. She's appeared on Time Magazine's cover regarding Me Too and the whole movement. Well, guess what now? She is being accused of all kinds of nefariousness and sexual harassment. Yep. Apparently, she has allegedly stroked a then 25-year-old staffer's back, tried to squeeze his buttocks, and, well, attempted to grab his private parts as he walked away from her. The story about Christina Garcia is one that is rather sordid, to be perfectly honest with you. Apparently, she's got a bit of a drinking problem, at least in the sense that she drinks, and then her problem is that she gets all handsy. You know what I mean? And so there was one episode where there was a young male staffer cleaning up after a softball game, and here comes Christina Garcia down into the dugout, and she backs this poor guy into a corner, and she's all drunk, apparently, at least according to the story, and she gets all grabby. Then it happened again when some lobbyist who wants to remain anonymous, he is leaving some sort of a highfalutin party there in California, and again, the accusation is, and these are only accusations, the accusation against Christina Garcia is that she, again, got all drunk, she got all handsy, she started grabbing him all over the place. So now she has decided to take a leave of absence, if you will, because there is an investigation that has been going on. Now we have a situation where there have been four anonymous staffers that have come out and said, oh yeah, she continues to talk all about her own sexuality and her own sexual experiences with people in her office. So, again, the accusation is that she's sleeping with people in her office and she's telling other people about those sexual encounters. And then there is, of course, this headline today. The California Democrat and Me Too activist urging staffers to play spin the bottle after a night of heavy drinking at a fundraiser. There's a, you remember spin the bottle as a kid? Oh, that was, you know, I don't know about you. The whole germ thing just got me all weirded out. I could never play that. Anyway, moving on. So apparently now they're saying that it was definitely an uncomfortable kind of a situation. Apparently, Politico is reporting that David John Kenrick, he is 38 years old and worked in her office for 5 months in 2014, filed a formal complaint with the state, claiming that he was dismissed from his job for questioning the game. Spin the bottle after a night of heavy drinking at a... Who are these people? I mean, if it's true that they were playing spin the bottle after a night of heavy drink, it makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. It almost sounds so ridiculous that I want to believe that it's not true. And again, remember that these are only accusations. Kenrick told Politico that they played the game after the night of heavy drinking. Garcia sat on a floor in a hotel room with about six people that included staff. He said it was definitely uncomfortable. He says, but I realized it's different for a man than for a woman. He says, you know, it's inappropriate, but at the same time, you may wonder, how many women do you work for that act like that? He said, maybe she's just really cool, you think? I don't know. I wouldn't say that, but that's what he said. Anyway, we know that last week, Christine Garcia was hit with fresh allegations of misconduct in her office, including frequent discussions about sex and alcohol consumption at the Capitol. So this has resulted in her leaving office for a time while they figure out what exactly to do. And it also brings to mind that story of Nashville Mayor Megan Berry. And this is not what I would call a local Tennessee story. I would say that this is a story that has received attention across the country. They've spoken about it on The View and some other national television shows as well. And I think the reason why it's garnering a lot of attention is because what she did, the mayor, she had an affair with her bodyguard. And this went on for 2.5 years. But the numbers on this story are absolutely astonishing. Listen to this. They had an affair for 2.5 years. Now, this guy, Rob Forrest, right? He is the guy that is in charge of her security detail, so he does all the scheduling. Now, in the midst of this affair, they went to such exotic ports as, well, not ports, but they went to places like Greece and like France and places like New York, Washington, D.C., and yes, even Kansas City, Missouri. This guy racked up, hold on to your hats, $173,843.13 in overtime while he's running around the world with the mayor. And now people in Nashville, Tennessee are really angry. I've got the rest of the story straight ahead on WMAL.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI. So connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Larry O'Connor. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
Refinancing or purchasing a home? We're a local mortgage lender with the absolute lowest rates. 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
He went to Wendy's and got
two junior bacon cheeseburgers, a medium fry. Then I got this $250 ticket on top of it.
Seven on Your Side investigates why DC's issued more than $200,000 in tickets at one local Wendy's. Fast food ticket trap. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 5. Get your cup of go in the morning with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
Having more breaking news for you in DC. Two
news from overnight. Alerts to plan ahead. Plus your traffic and weather to go.
The temperatures right now starting off in the 20s.
Get up and go with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington tomorrow.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. By now, you've probably heard our commercial for our winter roofing sale. It's our slowest time of the year, and we've got to keep our installers busy. What does that mean for you? You get a fantastic deal on roofing. 50% off all roofing materials and no interest, no payments until 2019. Robin from Alexandria said, I knew I needed a new roof, but I kept putting it off. At this price, with 0% interest, it was a deal I couldn't pass up. up. We've installed over 30,000 roofs for homeowners in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Our master technicians use only the best materials, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Our winter roofing sale ends February 28th. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. 50% off roofing materials and no interest, no payments till 2019.
8:25 on WMAL. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. It's Art Andrews.
All right, Dan. And in College Park, all morning long, Baltimore Avenue has been closed between Amherst Road and Guilford Road by police activity. Well, that's over and the road is now reopened. This report sponsored by Tax Doctor. The inner loop of the Beltway just before the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, we're dealing with a crash with police on the scene. The outer loop between Woodrow Wilson Bridge and Pennsylvania Avenue, a 12-minute trip. As for 95 northbound from the Occoquan River Bridge to the Capitol Beltway, it's a 10-minute commute. And 270 headed south between 109 and the local lane split, it's 23 minutes. Owe the IRS $10,000 or more in business or personal back taxes? Well, if so, call the Tax Doctor now. Settle your tax debt for less, guaranteed less, or pay nothing. 800-542-9112. That's 800-542-9112. And right now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seeing a few showers around. Some of those showers coming down as we head through this morning. But as we get into the afternoon, still a chance of showers, 52. Tonight, 49. The average low is 32. Tomorrow, clouds go away to sunshine, 74. Mid-70s on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it is 41 degrees in our nation's capital. Yes, indeed. Talking about Nashville Mayor Megan Berry, a story that has made national headlines. It is an amazing story, and one of corruption, in my opinion, and also one that folks should pay attention to. Now, the mayor, of course, she is a female, as you can gather from her name, Megan Berry, and she has a bodyguard, had a bodyguard. His name was Rob Forrest, and for the last 2.5 years, they have been engaged in an affair. Now, Forrest was head of her security detail, racking up $173,843.13. Basically, $174,000 in overtime. So Forrest was allowed to retire, quote-unquote retire, when this thing was coming to light. So he was allowed to retire. Based on all of that overtime, guess what? He got $80,000 a year in a pension. Can you imagine that? So they're flying all over the world. You got Greece, Paris, all these various places. And he's doing it on the taxpayer's dime. And he's earning all of that overtime. And, you know, I started thinking about this. And I think it's a fair point to make, which is when you look at the fact that there were other security officers also on that detail, a total of five. Is it a sort of a new form of sexual discrimination, or perhaps a strange form of sexual harassment, where if you don't sleep with the mayor, you don't get and you don't accrue $174,000 in overtime? Because there are five different other security detail officers on the mayor's security detail. And they didn't get nearly the overtime that this guy did, not to mention the fact that they were not able to fly across the world like this guy did. So I think it's a fair question to ask, should the mayor step down? I think obviously she should. And I would also say that the security detail, the head of the security detail, Rob Forrest, also should give back some of that pension. Got a lot more straight ahead on WMAL.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. If you don't buy your windows from Thompson Creek, chances are that you will pay a middleman markup that increases the price without adding value. This is Mary Walter with some important information for you. When you think about replacement windows, think about all the costs in a typical supply chain. There are a lot of middleman markups that go into the price you pay. If you go through a typical contractor, you pay the manufacturer markup, shipping costs to the building supply company markup, the sales commission for the building supply company, sales rep, the dealer markup, the sales sales commission for the dealer sales rep and the installation crew. That's a lot of markups all rolled into your price. Well, Thompson Creek is different because they do it all. They design, build, and install their own windows, which are built locally in the Thompson Creek factory. Buy factory direct and save. Call 855-57-CREEK now to eliminate the middleman and save 40%. Buy one window and get one 40% off. See ThompsonCreek.com for details.
It's 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Dan in Fort Vincent, Mary. Straight ahead, is the Army lowering standards for women in the military, or is there a bigger issue at play? That and a whole lot more right here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bray and Scarf. At lunchtime today, 17 teenagers from the Washington area plan to participate in a demonstration outside the White House. They plan to lie down on the ground to symbolize the 17 lives lost in the Florida school shootings last week. And they say they'll lie down for 3 minutes to symbolize how long they say it took for shooter Nicholas Cruz to buy his AR-15. Teenagers, many of them too young to vote, are taking the lead on protests and demonstrations after last week's Florida shootings to demand tougher gun laws.
Students and teachers across the country are being encouraged by Women's March organizers to walk out of schools on March 14th to protest gun violence. That date will mark a month since the shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, that left 17 people dead. In the days following the shooting, anger began to grow as it was learned that there were plenty of warning signs that the shooter, Nicholas Cruz, could carry out a violent act. I'm Clayton Neville.
Authorities in Stafford and Spotsylvania counties are investigating an online threat over the weekend against two Northern Virginia middle schools. Now, there is no school today in Stafford County due to the President's Day holiday, but there is in Spotsylvania County. The school system says there will be classes and extra police presence. The Maryland Lottery's most popular scratch-off ticket is now also its most expensive. The Baltimore Sun reports a year after it was introduced, the $30 ticket has become the lottery's bestseller. Checking your money. The markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 25,219. The Nasdaq at 72,39. Sports sponsored by Quicken Loans. Victory goes to Team LeBron at the NBA All-Star Game. College basketball, a second straight loss for the Maryland women. NHL, the Caps are in Buffalo this afternoon. And Austin Dillon wins the Daytona 500. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Rocket Mortgage is simple, so you can understand the details and be sure you're getting the right mortgage. Apply simply, understand fully. Mortgage confidently. Visit rocketmortgage.com today. Licensed in all 50 states. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Bray and Scarf is rocking the appliance world because our President's Day sale is happening at the same time as the Maryland tax-free holiday, this Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. That makes our biggest sale of the year even bigger. You won't believe the aggressive offers we've put together, including deep discounts, exclusive double rebates on select GE Profile and KitchenAid packages, and the lowest prices guaranteed. You'll save $600 on a 24-cubic-foot GE French door refrigerator just $18.99 and pay no Maryland sales tax during the tax-free holiday. Or get $270 off a Maytag Energy Star top-load washer with a huge 5.3-cubic-foot capacity, just $6.29. Also tax-free during the holiday. It's our biggest sale of the year. So if you're even thinking about buying an appliance in 2018, this is the time, and Bray and Scarf is the place. Sale ends Monday, so hurry in or visit brayandscarf.com.
Are you missing teeth? Maybe they're damaged. You know, that can keep you obviously from eating the foods you love. It affects your job. It affects your relationships, every aspect of your life. Hey, this is Vince Colonize. Do what I did and trust your smile to Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling. You know, it doesn't really matter how long it's been since you've seen a dentist. The Cascade Center for Dental Health's excellent staff creates a warm, no criticism, no judgment environment. What sets Cascades apart? Experience. The surgeons at the Cascade Center are first class when it comes to the most complex of dental cases. In fact, Dr. Ruparelia is one of the most highly trained and experienced full-mouth dental implant surgeons in the D.C. area. Why would you go anywhere else? Cascades can perform your procedure in one office with one doctor, in many cases in just one day, saving you both time and money. You owe it to yourself to see Cascades' many success stories at CascadesDental.com. Call 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients. Complete the financial forms you file with the court as if they're the most important final exam you will ever take. These forms state your property, your debts, your income, and expenses. They become the battlefields where your most important disputes are fought or settled. Property division, maintenance, child support, attorney fees, even custody is impacted. Fortunately, this is an open book exam. You can even get help from your attorney. But let me warn you, whether too busy or too jaded, attorneys often fail to demand or give these forms the attention their clients deserve. So it may be up to you.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in Falls Church.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill. The interloop of the Beltway in Greenbelt just before the BW Parkway. There is a crash with police on the scene. Intercounty Connector eastbound before Georgia Avenue. Do watch out for a car fire. The road has been reduced to one lane. That lane that's opened is the left lane. 270 headed south from 370 to the Beltway, a 10-minute trip. Eastbound 66 from the Beltway to the bridge, a 13-minute trip. You tap on the brakes here. And the George Washington Parkway northbound from the 14th Street Bridge to the Spout Run Parkway. It's about a 7-minute trip, just a little bit slow. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, the gray sky and a few showers in our forecast for this morning. We'll continue to see that chance of showers this afternoon, 52. Tonight, becoming cloudy, 49. Tomorrow, very mild air, partly sunny, 74. Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine and highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 37 in Leesburg, 38 in Greenbelt, 41 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
President's Day 2018. Dan in for Vincent Mary. It's 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Mornings on the Mall as we continue on. Really, really interesting story. And just one final comment on this whole thing regarding Mayor Megan Berry out of Nashville, Tennessee. I had a few folks commenting on this on my Facebook page. I was telling you about how this mayor of one of the nation's fastest growing cities, and she's somebody who is certainly very influential, mayor Megan Berry, she was having an affair with her bodyguard essentially, and this guy racked up $174,000 in overtime as they were having this affair. And clearly this guy was living the good life because he's traveling all over the world, he's racking up all this overtime, and yes, he is indeed sleeping with the mayor, and he was allowed to retire, $80,000 a year pension. And now there's all kinds of investigation into misappropriation of funds and everything else for the mayor. Now, one of the last things I'm going to say on this, and some people pointed this out as well, is that, first of all, this isn't getting a lot of traction nationwide, and when it does, the mayor is really being portrayed as someone as more of a sympathetic figure. It's almost like I've seen a couple of stories where those who are critical of the mayor, they're being portrayed as these puritanical conservatives who have a problem with a woman enjoying some sort of a sexually intimate relationship. And that is baffling to me, because if this were a man, because I know we all like to play, well, what if it was? And so I'll go ahead and play the game, too. If it was a male mayor who was having an affair with a female subordinate, we would be hashtag me tooing all over the place. But apparently this doesn't apply here. Now, if you think about it, couldn't the bodyguard, this guy Rob Forrest, couldn't he actually say, well, I was simply protecting my job because when the mayor made an advancement towards me, I was worried about keeping my job, so I went along with this affair. It could be a whole hashtag him too kind of a thing. So what she's done is she has opened up the city up for a potential lawsuit against or from this bodyguard who could say that he was sexually harassed. You could also say that maybe even some of these other bodyguards that were in her detail could also sue, because this dude racked up $174,000 in overtime, and all these other guys, they didn't get a whole heck of a lot. And yet, astonishingly enough, very few people are calling for the mayor to step down, except for, of course, your puritanical conservative talk show hosts. The Army, this is really interesting. The Army is not going to require recruits to throw hand grenades like they used to. Now, this is important for a number of reasons, but to me, the main reason why this is important is because now you're going to have a situation where you're going to send recruits and eventually soldiers out onto the field of battle, and they're not going to be ready. The Army says that starting next summer, they're going to remove the requirement from its basic combat training of being able to throw a grenade, is it 25 to 30 meters? It used to be that was a requirement to get out of a boot camp or basic combat training. Well, they've decided to do away with it. Now, I don't know about you, but don't they need to know how far to throw a grenade or make sure that they can throw a grenade that far? Now, by the way, I believe the 20, 25 meters, I think that's about 30 yards. They're saying it's taking 3 to 4 times as much time just to qualify soldiers on the hand grenade course. And so they've decided to take it away, take out the requirement, because people just can't do it. So in other words, if the class is too hard, just give everybody like a B and say to heck with it. I guess that's kind of what they're doing. They're saying that what we have found is that it is taking far, far too much time, says Major General Malcolm Frost, the commanding general of the U.S. Army Center of Initial Military Training. He says, yeah, it's taking way too much time. And they're not saying that it's a girl thing or a female thing, because a lot of people are saying, well, it's because females in the military now, they just can't throw because they throw like girls. Now, I'm not saying that. That's what some people are saying. But what they're saying is it has nothing to do with gender. It just has to do with new recruits. He says, we're finding that there are a large number of trainees that come in that, quite frankly, physically don't have the capacity to throw a hand grenade 20 to 25 to 30 meters. Now, I don't know about you, but that scares the living you-know-what out of me. Are we really graduating folks out of the Army who simply cannot throw a hand grenade 30 meters, really? And we expect them to be able to take care of America and fight against the likes of ISIS? Because I guarantee you, ISIS knows how to throw a hand grenade 30 meters. They say that in 10 weeks, they're on a 48-hour period, and you just don't have the time to teach somebody to throw that far. Now, isn't just the random act of throwing, I mean, I don't know how that's something that's teachable. You can either do that or you can't. So it's just a crazy story. And so my question is, aren't we putting these soldiers at risk by not making sure that they're ready for the field of battle? The Army says that just because we took it off as a graduation requirement does not mean that they're not going to be conducting hand grenade or land navigation training. By the way, they've also eliminated the requirement to pass the land navigation training as well. So to me, this is absolutely nuts. And of course, you got a lot of the guys in the military that are saying that it is exactly has to do with females in the military, but the Army says that they're not commenting on whether there is a particular problem with female recruits in passing the grenade training. So just a really interesting story. And if it wasn't, you know, so dangerous, which I think it's dangerous to put these folks on the field of battle if they can't throw a hand grenade, if it wasn't so dangerous, it would actually be laughable. Dan Mandis in for Vincent Mary on WMAL.
Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
What you want to be when you retire? You need a plan, because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have six seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of February 26th, weekdays at 1 and 7. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
8:45 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, it's Art Andrews.
All right, Dan, thank you. Connecticut Avenue Northwest at Nebraska Avenue, there is a crash, and police are there. Southeast Southwest Freeway eastbound from the 3rd Street Tunnel to Pennsylvania Avenue. It's a little bit slow. A five-minute trip should only take you about three. In Rockville, the Intercounty Connector eastbound just before Georgia Avenue. The road is reduced to one lane. That's the left lane. That's because of a car fire. Branch Avenue southbound at Birch Hill Road in Brandywine, an accident blocking the right lane. Eastbound 66 at Route 28, a crash on the shoulder. And 95 northbound from the Occoquan River Bridge to the Beltway. It's a 10-minute commute. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
In the gray sky and a few showers in our forecast for this morning. We'll continue to see that chance of showers this afternoon, 52. Tonight becoming cloudy, 49. Tomorrow, very mild air, partly sunny, 74. Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine and highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it is 42 degrees in our nation's capital. Dan Mandison for Vincent Mary. It's Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. You know, sometimes I wonder if the media puts out these kinds of stories to try and make a point, even though it's not necessarily really a thing. Here's the headline. White parents worry about letting their kids wear Black Panther masks. And it's all about cultural appropriation. But first, the Black Panther movie has smashed all-time box office records. Now, I'm going to go see this hopefully at some point today, but people are flocking to the movie theater to see this, drawing in an estimated $192 million for the three-day weekend. They're saying that it is expected to earn roughly $218 million for a four-day performance, the highest debut for a February film. And so apparently now this is going to be one of those absolutely blockbuster movies. And you know what? From what I've seen and some of the previews and some of the things that I've heard, this is an absolutely stellar movie, which is why I don't really understand why there's some sort of controversy over this so-called cultural appropriation. This is the story. Some white parents apparently have been left wondering about how to approach the subject of race. Now, I'm a dad of two, and if it's me, I'm saying, hey, you know, isn't it great that the African-American community now has a Black superhero? That's great, even if it comes up. See, the thing is, when we talk about a movie like The Black Panthers and how to approach the subject of race, I mean, are there really some liberal snowflake parents out there that are worried about how to bring up the subject of race? Really? See, it's always been my contention that it is the parents who worry about these things, and it's the parents that introduce these conversations, and more often than not, it's the parents that will introduce some racist tendencies into their kids. White parents apparently are trying to make sure they are not culturally appropriating when they take their children to see Black Panther over the weekend, especially if those children want to dress up like the main character, the Black Panther. Now, some parents, I guess, are worried that allowing their kids to wear the Black Panther masks or costumes and trying to make them look like the Black Panther, well, it's racially insensitive. They may even akin it to blackface.
Now, you've got to be kidding. See, this is what happens when you pay way too much attention to the liberal, politically correct mainstream media, or when you pay any amount of attention at all to the moronic activist groups that are infesting college campuses these days, because that's what this is all about. In a New York Times op-ed published last week, an author pointed out, an African-American author, his name is Kwame Opam, I hope I'm getting that right, pointed out that many parents are trying to toe the line to make sure they are not accused of being racially insensitive. If you are a parent who is trying to toe the line so that you're not accused of being racially insensitive, I fear for your children. Because your children are going to grow up to be snowflakes, and they're not going to be able to handle anything. Certainly not conversations about race. The guy says many parents are split on how Black Panther's blackness should figure into their children's relationship with the character. You know what? If you're a white kid, and you dig the Black Panther because he's damn cool, more power to you. See, it's not about, at least to me, it's not about the fact that the Black Panther is black. It's that it's a really cool superhero. And at least to me, it should end with that. After speaking to many experts, the overwhelming conclusion remains the same, that children of all races are welcome and even encouraged to dress up like the Black Panther. Well, no, you know what, Sherlock? You got the movie producers and, of course, all these folks that would love to make marketing dollars, no matter whether the people spending the money are black, white, red, green, yellow, or blue. So this guy doing the op-ed in the New York Times, is it? He says, just like our kid who's not white dresses up like Captain America, he says, I think the beautiful thing about comics is they do transcend race in a lot of ways. And I would absolutely agree with that. Guy says you want that white kid to be able to think that he can dress up in a Black Panther costume because to that kid, there is no difference between Captain America and the Black Panther. I'd be willing to bet that there are some white kids who think the Black Panther is cooler than Captain America. But I love this comment from the associate professor at Texas Women's University. Her name is Bridget Vitrup. And she says white people should not ignore the element of race when talking about it to their children. I mean, it's like they're trying to make some controversy happen. Any normal parent that I know has no issue with this whatsoever, which is why I find this whole thing kind of laughable and comical. Anyway, she says white people have the privilege of not constantly being reminded of their race in the United States. Well, I would actually correct Bridget Vitrup. Actually, yes, white people are constantly reminded of our race. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Vincent Mary on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Some interesting things happen to your body when it gets so cold outside. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. There is a reason your fingers and toes feel cold before the rest of you does. Dr. Suzanne Salomon of Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston explains that what the body is trying hard to do is protect the most important organs, which are the ones deep inside, the heart, the brains, the lungs, she said. It tries to keep those warm by redirecting heat from the fingers and toes inward, so the blood vessels in the fingers and toes, they start to get really small and not enough blood is going through them. That narrowing of blood vessels all throughout the body can also increase your risk of a heart attack. So take it easy shoveling snow, especially if you have cardiovascular disease. And dress in layers so you can always keep your body at the ideal temperature, indoors and out. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 12 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
It feels like it was smooth sailing to retirement, but when the market moved on us, when it kind of just shifted underneath our feet right there in the first 10 days of February, it was a little bit humbling. And it felt like, well, maybe it was just a reminder of maybe the road won't be so smooth to get to the finish line.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon here on WMAL or online at wintertroxel.com.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
8:55 on WMAL. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, it's Art Andrews.
Thank you, Dan. Northwest Connecticut Avenue, Northwest, they should say, at Nebraska, we have an accident with police on the scene. This traffic report sponsored by Detox and Treatment Helpline. The Intercounty Connector eastbound in Rockville just before Georgia Avenue. Do watch out for a car fire. It's reduced to one lane. Police and the fire department on the scene. The left lane is open. We can tell you that. Brandywine, Branch Avenue southbound at Birch Hill Road, a crash. The right lane blocked. 95 southbound after the Beltway, a crash on the shoulder, though. And in Centerville, eastbound 66, an accident at Route 28. That, too, is on the shoulder. You know, if drugs and alcohol problems are hitting you too close to home, get help right now. Your insurance may cover everything. Locations everywhere. Get help for drug and alcohol problems within 24 hours. Call 1-800-430-4149. That's 1-800-430-4149. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers around with an overcast sky. Some of those showers scoot through this morning and a few possible this afternoon. 52 tonight. We'll drop into the upper 40s tomorrow, mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Staging, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
And right now it is 42
Adam
degrees.
Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing. And for quite a while now, you've heard me talk about the core principles that Valor Roofing is built upon. Honor, respect, and trust. As Valor has become one of the most hired and referred roofers in our region, we continue to receive praise from our customers. 9 out of 10 surveyed gives us 5 stars. On behalf of our entire company, I want to say thank you for trusting Valor to install over 1,200 projects last year. For those of you still in need of a new roof, there's no better time to call. Now through the end of February, when you hire Valor to replace your roof, I'll give the shingles on the back side of your home completely free when you buy them for the front. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to HD architectural shingles. Help me help our veterans in need through Valor's Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign, which is dedicated to replacing the roof of a local disabled combat vet each quarter. $1 for every bundle of shingles we install goes back to our veterans. Learn more about how we help America's heroes at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
Tom, what do you like best about this job?
I like to see the look on people's faces when they see the difference we made.
Describe that difference.
We make places feel big
and clean.
We give people a fresh start,
a do-over,
a brand new day
with birds singing and everything.
And what do we say to people?
All you have to do is point.
Whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
I ordered some Andro 400. I'm losing weight, too, around the belly, really quickly. Some of the pants that didn't fit me, now they're falling off my hips. There's been a noticeable increase in energy. Then this stuff works. it does work.
That's what Bill said after taking Andro 400 for a month. Now listen to what Richard says about Andro 400.
I did a lot of research on it before I ordered it because I've tried other products in the past and they haven't worked. But I could not believe the difference literally within a month. Since I started taking it, I have lost 37 pounds. It was the belly fat. I could get weight off, but I could never get the tummy off. Now the tummy's coming off, and I have more energy than I've had in 20 years.
Guys, if you too want to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger like Richard, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Been a while since you met with your financial planner? Want to know if you're on the right path for yourself and your family? We know you're busy. 2 hours a year is all we ask. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Make an appointment today to come see us, and we'll show you where you stand and get you on the path to where you want to be.
To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Well, there's lots going on. The conversation continues with Chris Plant. He's up next on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A group of teenagers from the D.C. area plans to gather outside the White House at midday today, where 17 of them will lie down on the ground. Those 17 will represent the victims of last week's deadly shooting at a Florida high school. The purpose of their lie-in, as they're calling it, is to demand changes in federal gun laws. Meanwhile, authorities are investigating threats made on social media over the weekend targeting two Northern Virginia middle schools, one each in Stafford County and Spotsylvania County. The social media post threatened shootings at T. Benton Gale Middle School in Fredericksburg and Thornburg Middle School in Spotsylvania Courthouse. President Trump leaves Florida late this afternoon to head back to Washington.
It was a weekend full of tweeting for the president here in West Palm Beach as he spent most of his days indoors because aides determined it would be bad optics if he went golfing so soon and so close to that deadly school shooting that happened last week. But we got to watch in real time as the president's anger grew over that intensifying Russia probe.
Correspondent Caitlin Collins. President Trump says he hopes Oprah Winfrey does run for president in 2020 so that, quote, she can be exposed and defeated. In a late-night tweet, Mr. Trump said he had watched Oprah on 60 Minutes last night. He said her questions to a group of voters were, quote, biased and slanted, the facts incorrect. He said, again quoting, hope Oprah runs so she can be exposed and defeated just like all of the others, unquote. A barricade situation early today in College Park has now ended, with one man being taken into custody. It happened at a home on Carlton Terrace, where around 4 o'clock this morning, a deputy went on a call of a person in distress. Police say there was an exchange of some kind, leaving the deputy injured. The man was finally taken into custody about 7 o'clock this morning, ending that barricade situation. Project Journey, they call it. And it gets underway today at Reagan National Airport.
Construction updates are overdue at Reagan National, says Rob Yingling.
The terminals at Reagan were designed to handle about 15 million passengers per year. And this year, we're experiencing record-breaking levels close to 24 million.
The Metro Washington Airport spokesman says in addition to a shiny new concourse, when the construction dust settles,
that will eventually culminate in the construction of two 50,000-square-foot security checkpoints above the roadway in front of Terminal BC.
Most of the airport construction work is set for the overnight hours. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
This is, of course, President's Day, and if you're looking for a way to celebrate, head to Mount Vernon.
George Washington's 286th birthday is this month, and to honor our first president, a celebration will be held today at Mount Vernon. The estate's Melissa Wood says what will be taking place.
We have a moving wreath-laying ceremony at the tomb of George Washington, and we'll have remarks from the commander of the USS George Washington, and Mount Vernon's president, Doug Bradburn, will also give remarks.
She says there will also be music and a military firing demonstration. Tickets are not required for today's events. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In Richmond, a showdown is brewing between the Virginia House and Senate over Medicaid expansion. A House committee yesterday adopted a budget that reverses its longstanding opposition to Medicaid expansion. However, a Senate committee later in the day adopted its own budget that does not include Medicaid expansion. Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 25,219, the NASDAQ at 72,39. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication. With a new location now open in Fredericksburg.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Don't replace the carpets, get a Zero Res clean and save.